They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. Maybe the busiest episode that we have had to do, because holy fuck, Joseph, we had so much going on this week.
We did. Juan Soto. A New York.
I told you last week it was going to happen.
I predicted it too.
Oh, okay.
We all predicted it.
Yeah. Hell of a week, both MLB, NHL wise, even like Four Nations. We were making a thing that we were going to talk about it a lot this week. We're going to have to like skim over it, I think, which is going to suck because there's so much to talk about in the NHL as well. Plus, then, so yeah, we got Soto. We got other signings we got to get to in the MLB. We got some winter meetings are started. There's some rumors flying around. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a signing like mid pod.
Well, actually, Nathan, I don't know if you saw the news, but apparently Jimmy Garcia is going back to the Blue Jays.
Oh, that's wow. Great. Yeah, I can't.
I'd like Jimmy Garcia back.
I don't know. I just, anytime I see him, I feel like he gets torched.
Well, Ryan Burr's the closer right now. So,
Devin Williams, you are a Toronto Blue Jay.
Oh, God. Tommy Nance set up, man.
Yeah, we got that. Then in the NHL, we have Jacob Trouba traded. We have Igor Shesterkin signing. We have the Avs goalies swaps they've done. And we have Luke Richardson fired in Chicago all to get to. That's gonna be fun. NFL, we'll touch on week, what was it, 14 that just happened? Yep, week 14. Time to bench Kirk Cousins? Question mark, potentially. I don't know, we'll get into it. And we were gonna talk about the Rockets, but I think we need to talk about Jimmy Butler a bit, because apparently he's on the market for trade. So we'll get into that when we get there. But first off, the biggest news of all, Juan Soto is not a Toronto Blue Jay, shocker, as we all definitely knew wasn't gonna happen. He is a New York Met signing. 15 years, $765 million. Yankees offered 16 by 760, 47 and a half per year, I believe, but he chose the $51 million per year from the Mets to go across New York. Joseph,
the Queens.
Thoughts?
Well, Nathan, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I knew he was going to get a shit ton of money, a shit ton of term, and it would be with the Mets initially, or in the end. Unlike last year with Shohei Ohtani, where I allowed myself to believe in the last couple days because of the stupid airplane saga and John Morosi and all those dumbasses saying he was coming, and they got played and they got their best offer, they gave it back to Los Angeles and just so they could run up the score, I never once believed for a second Juan Soto was coming to the Blue Jays. Don't know if you saw my tweets yesterday, Nathan, but I did say that I don't blame Ross Atkins for not getting Juan Soto, because it's not realistic. But good Lord, I cannot listen to him speak anymore. That's beside the point, though. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But yeah, this doesn't surprise me. I knew he'd go to whoever offered him the most money. I know the Yankees did a little more in terms of total dollars, but on an AAV level, their offer was a bit lower. I think Soto can opt out. I want to say it's like 2030. I'm pretty sure.
2029, 2030, I think. Yeah.
So he has an opt out if he wants it. I doubt he's going to take it. Remember, he's still very young. He's like 27, 28. So 15 years, take him to 42. It's a good deal for him. Good deal for the Mets. Their championship window is now... They got like an 8-year window here with him and Lindor and gang. So good for Steve Cohen. Good for Mets fans. They had to deal with a lot of bullshit under their old ownership. And now they have a owner who throws his money around. And now they're the big boys. The Yankees aren't the big boys anymore.
It's I feel... People always complain about, you know, these stars, and I'm one of them, like the stars leaving the small market, signing these big deals with the Dodgers, the Yankees stuff. But man, I think Steve Cohen is great for baseball.
Yep.
Comes in, I think he's had the team, what, 3 years now?
Yep.
And has spent a lucrative fuck ton of money, and they are sitting out.
Filthy rich, Nate.
Yeah.
He's filthy rich. I think he's worth $20 billion. So he can afford it. This isn't like he's taking out a second mortgage here. He can afford this money. And the Mets are a moneymaker. They do well in attendance. They do well in sponsorship, merchandise revenue. So do the Yankees, so do the Dodgers, so do all the big teams. But they can afford it. Every MLB owner could have afforded this contract, basically, with like three exceptions. So good. I'm happy owners are spending their money. I'm happy there's no deferral bullshit as far as I can tell. Yankee fans are gonna hate him, and it's baseball's always better when the Yankees and the Mets are good at the same time. So we can have that proper Subway Series rivalry. I was hoping for a Subway Series World Series this past year,
Yeah, I
but
think
we didn't get
everyone
it.
kind of was.
So we'll see. Is this going to cripple the Yankees? Because we know Soto, or not Soto, we know Stanton ain't getting any younger. We know Aaron Judge was awful in the playoffs. Gleyber Torres probably ain't coming back. They lost Clay Holmes also to the Mets, who's going to be a starter for some reason. So, we'll see. We'll see how the Yankees can recover because they hate Brian Cashman, their GM, the fans. Everyone hates him, which, I mean, they won like five rings in back in his early years, but they haven't won since 2009. And that, in Yankee terms, that's a century. So they're on the clock a little bit here because fans are getting impatient. They don't like the GM, they don't like the owner, they hate Aaron Boone, who's coming back. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to that aspect of the MLB season.
I agree. In terms of, I got two potential under the radar winners for this Juan Soto deal.
Okay.
The first one is Kyle Tucker.
Okay, he's a free agent next
Next
year.
year,
Yeah.
he was injured this past year. His stats were still sick though.
Yeah,
His
he's
like
really good.
yeah, he's probably got to be looking at his agent and be like, can I get like 400 million? Can I get 500 million? Like it's possible. I could see it.
I
If
mean,
he's
Harper
if,
only got 330.
but if Soto signing that big of a contract
I know.
as a position player, whereas Ohtani, it's expected you're getting both pitching and starting and hitting, sorry, and assuming he comes back healthy next year. But with Soto, he's a position player getting that much money. Tucker's a couple years older. He'll be 29 when he hits free agency. So it's going to be less terms involved, but I think MLB players just overall the contracts are rising. I think that's just going to happen now, and Soto's going to be a huge part of it. His stats, similar position, really similar to Soto. I wouldn't say it's better than Soto. I think Soto's still obviously the better
Oh yeah.
player, but
Tucker's really good.
you got to be looking at him as the next outfielder that's going to get paid like a
The
shit ton.
thing is, because with Houston, we know Bregman's gone. So can they if I think he is.
I think likely, but I wouldn't rule it out yet.
But if let's say they lose Bregman, then it's really just kind of Yordan and Tucker if he sticks around. So that's a lot of pressure on them to get him signed.
I believe they have Framber on the mark on the trade market right now, and that as well as Kyle Tucker. But they said anyone's really available for trade, but they're still trying to be competitive. So maybe if they don't get Bregman, they kind of retool it a bit. Their system, I don't know.
Maybe. Does this next person, your underrated sleeper, rhyme with Gladimir Norero Munier?
Maybe. Yeah, it does. 'Cause he's and I hate to say this, he is not signing an extension this offseason. He is going to test the market next year because why would he not after seeing what
Oh,
Soto just got?
Ross.
I know he's at a less premium position than Soto. Like I would take an outfielder over a first baseman any day and they get paid more. But you got to be looking at he's looking at, huh, I'm going to be a 26-year-old generational hitting talent hitting the
I
free
don't think
agent
he's
market.
generational.
Coming in, he was generational. He was deemed a generational hitting prospect. That's what he was
He's
deemed.
had one generational season. He's
Yeah,
had
okay.
one.
I would
You know
call
what's kind of funny
last year
about
very
Vlad?
elite year,
You know what's
but
kind of funny about Vlad? Last year, elite, elite, elite season, he had 30 home runs. Jose Bautista in his washed up year had 23.
yeah, okay,
So his power is not generational.
sure, just generational hitting talent though.
Yeah, well,
I'm still calling him that.
I'm not.
He's had good enough years where I think you can call him that, and if he has one more, then yes, he is. So he's got to be looking at it being like, holy shit, he's getting that much. I'm going to be that young. Why can't I get a huge payday on the open market? He's not going to get that much. I don't even think I think the most he'd get is like 400,
Yeah.
450. And I
No,
think
they're.
that's even a
I'll
stretch
tell
as a
you.
first
I'll tell you
baseman.
right now. I'll be shocked if he gets above 400 for a first baseman who isn't even that good as a fielder. Now, maybe he sees himself as a third baseman in the future. I don't know, but I mean, he's hardly played there, so I don't know. This is a failure by the Blue Jays. They've had years to get this done, years, and they haven't. They walked Bo right to free agency. That's just Bo's personality. He was always going to go to free agency, whatever. And I'm down on Bichette. I have been for a few years. So whatever. I don't really care if he, well, I'm not saying I don't really care. I mean, they should trade him if they know he's going to leave. But Vlad, he signed here almost 10 years ago. He grew up in the system. He's had a couple really good years, been a part of a lot of successes and a lot of failures. And they haven't signed him. And he's expressed willingness to sign. We don't know what happens behind the scenes, yada, yada, yada. But man, they haven't done a good enough job communicating to the fans what their intentions are. I never expected them to get Soto. I don't blame them for not getting Soto. But last year, their backup plan after not getting Ohtani was washed up Justin Turner and an average to slightly above average Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. IKF was so much better than I thought he would be, and he had like a 710 OPS. So please give me Santander or something.
See, this is what I'm worried about because the reports, I think I texted you this, the reports I was seeing is the Jays were solely focused on Soto. They weren't talking to other free agents again.
Well, that's malpractice. If
It's
that's,
like, what are we doing?
I think that's a little out of context. I think a lot of teams were solely on Soto. They're like, we said last time, I think everyone's waiting for Soto. Once Soto's done, people will really start negotiating. So, Soto's done. You need a better backup plan this time. This is the most important couple months of Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro's tenure as head of baseball operations. If they fail again, they are going to be worse than last year because their pitching is worse. Their hitters are older. I am not expecting a bounce back from Bo Bichette. I saw what happened to Josh Donaldson with all of his calf injuries. I saw it up close and personal. He was never the same in Toronto. We love Vlad. He's not 2021 Vlad, and it's unfair to expect him to be. George Springer is only getting worse. Dalton Varsho is injured. He's going to probably miss the first month, if I'm not mistaken.
What's he
And
got?
he's got his shoulder, right? His
Oh, I didn't
rotator
realize.
cuff.
I didn't realize it was hurt.
Yeah, well, I he'll miss probably the first couple of weeks. And even then, are you counting on him for offense? Not really, right? They don't have a left fielder, unless you play Barger there, which I wouldn't do. They don't have a third baseman, unless you play Barger there, which I would
Or like
maybe do.
Horwitz or something, yeah.
God, please don't play Horwitz at third. I'd literally kill myself. I'd trade Horwitz, personally. I mean, he's got no power. I mean, he's just another contact guy. Let's trade him for some power. I need Santander. I need it. He's terrible defensively. He's going to get overpaid. He's slow as fuck, but at least he can hit. I need someone. I need you to give me something, Ross.
So,
Something to work with this season.
I've heard they're in on Burns heavily for pitching. I've heard they're in on Fried heavily, like it's them, the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox for Fried. Sounds like Fried's gonna sign by like Thursday at the latest. I've heard they're in on Santander. I've heard 1 year too late, they're back in on Teoscar Hernandez again. What
I
are we
wouldn't
doing,
hate that.
Ross?
I wouldn't hate it. I
Neither
mean, you
would I,
might
but
as
do it
well.
last year. Do it last year.
How
Why?
about this? How about this? How about this, Nathan? Don't trade him at all.
Okay, that too.
Do you remember that day? You and I, we didn't know each other super well yet, no, November of 2022. And I said, "Yo, Nathan, I know you like baseball. Look at who the Blue Jays just traded." And you're like, "Huh?" Because you were half asleep, like you were most times at first semester. They traded Hernandez and for Eric Swanson, who I'd never heard of. And he was good his first year. He was terrible last year. But and Adam Macko, who I keep hearing about how hyped Adam Macko is. Like, we're 2 years on, and he hasn't played a game yet. I mean, and he's not gonna be a superstar. So I don't know. I'd like Hernandez. He is what he is. I mean, you get your 30 home runs, your awful defense, and your speed.
If
And
they're
a whole
willing,
lot of strikeups.
so apparently they were willing to go up to 760 million for Juan Soto. If you're willing to go up to that much
That's what
for him,
okay. Quickly, let me interrupt. There's conflicting reports about this. John Heyman, aka Scott Boras, said they would go to 760. Shai Davide and Ben Nicholson-Smith said they stopped at 690. So, who do you trust? Scott Boras, who wants to get the most money possible, or Shai and Ben, who are mouthpieces for the organization?
That actually is tough. I don't know. I don't know. I think it got up to over 700.
Fucking better of.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you wasting your time on? Like, I heard they didn't even have Vlad as part of their presentation.
Yeah, that was more like Vlad, do it on your own if you want. We don't kind
Clearly, they didn't believe. Clearly.
of. Okay.
Like last year, they believed. This year, they didn't.
I will say, what was I getting? Sorry. If you're willing to spend that much on Soto, pay up for two other guys. Like, you don't have to spend that much money, but like, it's not out of the question. You can go sign Bregman, and you could go sign Santander if you want, or a pitcher. What?
I don't
No,
want
I don't
Bregman.
think I want Bregman either, but like,
Oh God, they
don't be
need a
cheap.
third
Don't be
base.
cheap. Go sign somebody. Go sign two guys. You have the money for it, clearly. Like, why?
No, I think they had the money for Soto. I think that was their exception in their payroll. I think they were willing to go that high for Soto,
And
not
Ohtani
anybody
and
else,
Ohtani
and
too.
Ohtani. But
Okay.
the cat's out of that bag. I mean, they don't have a left fielder. They don't have a third baseman. You can play Barger in one of those positions, and he's never going to hit above 230, probably. He strikes out so much.
And you kind of need a pitcher as well.
And
And
please don't make, as much as I love Ernie Clements, I think he's a great bench player. He does a lot of good things. Please don't make him be full time again this year. Or
They need a starter too.
he
Because
can't play
Burn,
more than 110
I would
games.
love if they get Fried. Fried would be my number
I'd like
one
Freed too.
because we need a lefty more than we need Burns as a righty. Burns is obviously
I
better,
don't care
but
about righty lefty. Just get a good pitcher.
yeah. Plus
Art
bullpen.
Howe.
Plus we still need like five bullpen arms.
Well, Romano's gone.
Yeah.
I thought he was coming back.
Nah, no.
Now,
Nope.
Romano, I've never actually been a huge Romano guy. I don't know if I told you
Yeah,
this.
you were saying this.
He hangs a lot of sliders. And people are like, what the fuck? Because they're expecting a fastball. And then it's a hanging slider and they get handcuffed. Like, we all remember that famous moment, Springer and Bichette running into each other in center field because Bo Bichette thinks he's a center fielder. What pitch was it?
It's probably a hanging slider.
Yeah, I think it was Julio Rodriguez. I can't 100%. It was either him or Crawford.
I think it was Crawford.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Crawford as well. And it's a hanging slider, and he pops it up because he's not expecting it. And any major league center fielder gets to that. Maybe they slide. Pilar probably dives because he gets a shitty jump, but they make the catch. Fucking Bichette.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of a Bo Bichette hater.
I'm a Bichette liker, so it's funny.
I mean, I don't even think he's that good. Like, what does he do well? When he's on his game, besides hitting for average with his singles to right field, what does he do well? His power's too inconsistent. Can't
Powers,
defend. He's
I don't
not fast.
his power's fine as a shortstop, in my opinion.
God, he's barely a shortstop.
Okay, well, yeah, that too, but no, he hits the ball well. Like, and he hits doubles, he gets extra base hits, like.
Yeah, but it's like a 310 average. Is that so impressive when you're on base is 335?
Yeah, that's what's
That's
gotta
like I
fix, yeah.
remember getting into an argument beginning of the season with Bo Bichette cards
I remember,
on
yeah,
Twitter, and
one
I
of
was
those.
right. I bodied him. I don't get into many Twitter arguments because I hang out with girls, but yes I do, Nathan. Yes I do. But I bodied that fool. Like he was like, oh, he's so good. And I'm like, I said, just wait till his bat speed goes, and then he won't be able to get away with his hacking anymore.
All right, I figure we go rapid fire the last week, kind of the signings that happened, and we can just quickly go over each of the major ones. I got the list up. We'll start back on December 3rd. Aroldis Chapman to the Red Sox, 1 year, 10.75.
That's just a replacement for Kenley. I mean, they're not even good, so I don't know what. He'll probably be traded at the deadline.
Well, I feel like they could be good. If they get a pitcher, which it sounds like they might, like, and get a position player, then I don't know.
Quickly on the Red Sox, let's all point and laugh at all those idiot Boston reporters who thought Soto would go.
Oh, they got Jays of last year. They got Jays of last year.
Okay, no. We had tangible evidence that Ohtani was going here. Boris, they fucked us intentionally. Ohtani and Boris. That was intentional.
Boris
This.
wasn't Ohtani's agent. He's not.
Who is it?
I don't know who it is, but
Is it a Japanese guy?
I think so. I'm almost positive it's not Scott Boris.
Okay, well the point is there was tangible evidence that he was coming. And they leaked it intentionally to fuck us over. There was no leak here. They were just being delusional.
Nez Bilelo is Ohtani's agent.
Oh, that doesn't sound Japanese.
December 5th. I texted you about this one. Luis Severino to the Athletics, 3 years,
What the
$67 million.
fuck?
They finally spent money right as they get out of Oakland. This is
What
just
a
hilarious.
big F you to the fans. I mean, good Lord.
Biggest contract in Athletics history.
What, 67 million? Jesus Christ. That's less than Hyunjin Ryu. Oh my God. It's less than Vernon Wells.
Guardians on just the next day. Shane Bieber, 1 year, 14 million. He's
It's
coming
a
off
good
Tommy
deal.
John. He'll be probably back in like May or June, I think they were saying.
Okay.
Clay Holmes, 3 years, $38 million to the Mets.
So he's going to be a starter. So we'll see how long that
Yes.
lasts.
Yeah. Well, I they also remember Jordan Hicks was kind of the same contract last year. Was
Yeah, but
Jordan Hicks
he
good?
wasn't good.
Wasn't he all right?
He can't go more than four innings.
Okay.
So what's the point?
Danny Jansen to the Rays, 1 year,
Fuck
$8.5 million.
off, Danny. You had to go there. You know what's gonna happen, Nathan? He's gonna hit 280 with a 120 OPS, and he's gonna make him Bob Jim Maloob, the pitcher we've never heard of, look like a Cy Young candidate while playing in the Yankees farm system. Or the
Maybe
Yankees
he gets like heat exhaustion though, playing outside. And oh, I guess no, their schedule is way different now. They you saw that they changed it so
Well,
that.
God, well, you see, Sacramento's gonna get heat exhaustion. It's hotter there than it is in Florida. They're all gonna die. I mean, God, why do you have to go? Why do you have to go there? Jansen. He's gonna be so good, and then he's gonna get hit by a pitch and break his forearm and be out for the
You
playoffs like he
see,
always does.
Schneider was on the meet like some press conference at the winter meetings or whatever, and apparently he got asked about Danny signing there, and he's like, "Oh, I can't wait to like hit him with a few pitches." Like.
Wow, John, you're so funny. Like I think John Schneider thinks he's a comedian or something. Like, dude, you're from New Jersey. You can't pull off the Southern hick like Gibby could.
I don't know if I that was actually like a direct quote or if that was just some parody account or something.
Maybe.
I didn't see the actual interview, but I'm pretty
God,
sure it was
I
real.
can't wait for when we get 80 wins. We go 80 and 82 and everyone is gone. I can't deal with Schneider anymore. It's not all his faults, but I can't deal with his stupidity and his fucking sunburnt face.
Next
Get some
day,
sunscreen.
Giants signed Willy Adames, big one, 7 years,
Yeah.
$182 million. I love this for the Giants.
I don't.
Really?
I love Adames. He's
Okay.
gonna die in that ballpark. Just like
I
Chapman
disagree a
did.
little bit though.
He's gonna die in that ballpark.
Chapman was good last year.
Chapman had like 26 home runs.
That was like better than what he was the previous year in Toronto.
Well, he sucked in Toronto. That was the
And he
difference.
also was like hitting for average and like hit like
I think he
decently.
fell off end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, but he was
Well,
good for the majority.
he used to hit 30. Like he used to hit 30 to 35. Chapman, and his defense, I don't know if his defense is quite as good as he used to be. But Adames, I love Adames. One of my favorite players to watch. So sucks that he goes to San Francisco. I would have loved him in Toronto.
I also think he played in Milwaukee last year. Not a very hitter friendly ballpark, sorry.
Better than San Fran.
It is, but I believe also I think if he played all of his games at home last year, he would have had one less home run. So he hits fine. And
Did you know?
I'm curious to see what it would have been like at Oracle, but I think it still would have been fine.
Yeah. Fun fact. Did you know in San Francisco it's not acceptable to call it San Fran? They don't like
Really?
that.
Really?
They don't like that.
You sick, by the way?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I can tear. Yeah. Orioles signed Tyler O'Neill, 3 years, $49.5 million.
I mean, he's going to die in that ballpark.
They
I
moved
mean,
the
would.
wall in. They moved the wall
Oh, they
in.
did they?
Yes.
How far? Back to what it used to be?
10 or 12 feet, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, that's nothing
Maybe.
crazy.
I'm not sure. They did move the wall in, though.
Okay, that's an Austin Hayes replacement. I like Tyler O'Neill. Stays in the AL East. Canadian.
They
He's from Victoria.
also signed Gary Sanchez, 1 year, $8.5 million, same day.
What year is it? Is this 2016?
Maybe.
God Lord, I'm in 10th grade again.
And then obviously you had Soto, and then the next day, and then you had Michael Conforto to the Dodgers, 1 year, $17 million.
How many Blue Jays and Conforto rumors have I heard in my lifetime? At least 7 trillion.
A lot. And then Blake Treinen re-ups with them, 2 years, $22 million.
Fuck off, Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers. I mean, I'm happy they won. Anyone but the Yankees or whatever team Rougned Odor finds himself on. But God, I fucking hate the Dodgers.
Jordan Romano, we talked about it. 1 year, $8.5 million with the Phillies.
If he's bad, Philly fans are going to kill him.
Oh, probably.
They're going to find him and kill him. So he can't get away with the same stuff he did as a token Canadian.
Alex Cobb, 1 year contract with the Tigers. I don't know if the
Yeah.
contract details, but
Quickly, Nathan, Jimmy Garcia is confirmed.
yeah, I got the notification too.
Okay. I like it. 2 years, 15. I think that's the same contract he got last time.
Probably.
Hey,
How many
I
bullpen
like
arms do
him.
we need now? Like four?
About 12.
Is
Well, he's now
he the
objectively
closer
their best
now?
one. Yeah, he was the closer
Oh,
when Romano was hurt.
please
He has
no.
to be. I'm cool
Please
with him being the
no.
closer. He's better than Casey Jansen. Better than
No.
Osuna at the end.
Oh,
Bring,
no.
give me Ken Giles.
Give me Jason Grilly.
Oh, fuck. Give me Brett
Prior to him
Cecil.
becoming the worst
Give
pitcher
me
in the league.
Brett Cecil.
That's it for all the
Give me
signings.
Sam Gavilio.
Yeah, that's it for all the signings that have happened so far.
God, I can't wait for our Blue Jays preview when they've signed nobody. And they're like, well, internal improvement, 36-year-old George Springer.
Right, should we go to the NHL now?
Sure.
Because
Four
we
Nations or NHL? Which one?
let's do an NHL. I think we're gonna have to like touch on Four Nations only because it's not even the biggest news of the week.
Fine.
As
Fine. I
much
was looking
as
forward to that.
we,
Fine.
I mean, basically, we know what our debate will be about because you're on one side, I'm on the other. Where's our notes? There.
Trouba? Shesterkin.
Yeah. Let's start with the Rangers because holy shit, they suck.
I think Drury fucked them sideways.
Yeah, a little
How do
bit.
you leak that?
Yeah.
How do you leak it? That's horrible. Like, what are you doing? Like, he leaked that they were open for business in November.
And they were trying to trade two of their
And
long
they weren't
time.
even terrible at that point. They were just all right.
They had just lost to the Oilers like 6-2.
I'm an Oiler guy, and they're better. They're better than they've been, but like, silly Billy.
Yeah. And then they have gone 2-6 since Drury leaked that, and
Stupid.
they only have they out of their 14 wins, I think three of them are against teams that made the playoffs last year. One of them being Vancouver. I think they have a win against the Lightning. I forget the other one, but
Nashville.
yeah,
Oh,
probably.
wait, against yeah, you're right. Never mind. I know they beat Nashville at least twice.
Twice? Really?
Oh wait, no, I'm stupid. I'm thinking Tampa. Never mind.
Trouba last week gets told, all right, waive your no move clause or your no trade clause, sorry, to one of these teams. We're trying to trade you. Wait, choose your pick, or else you're going on waivers and you're getting sent there for nothing. Anyway, you're getting sent there regardless. So you can pick out of which one of these four. I think it was like four that were rumored, and he's like, you can pick which four you want to go to.
That was funny.
Yeah, and
He's their
so
captain, and they did that.
he sleeps on it and decides, okay, I'll go to Anaheim. Rejects a trade to Columbus. I believe the Red Wings were in on it, but they couldn't come to trade agreement terms. And there was one more team that was interested. Not Ottawa. I'm not mentioning Ottawa. I know that was happening.
Imagine he
Columbus.
sleeps on it. He sleeps on it, and he wakes up, and he's on waivers. That'd be so. I mean, he'd probably be Anaheim anyway, but
I think it was going to be Columbus.
I think they're ahead of Anaheim in the standings.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. But would you willingly take on that contract, like off
Yes,
waiver?
they love him. I
Okay.
mean, GMs, I don't know if there's any worse player in the league that is loved more than Jacob Trouba. They love him. Big. Strong. I
Hits.
kill people.
Yeah.
Grr. Shoulders, elbows. Five game suspension.
Now about that trade. Holy fuck, Pat Verbeek, what are you doing?
Actually like it.
What? No. I
Yeah.
love it for the Rangers. No.
It's good for it's good for both teams. And hear me out.
Okay.
It's good for the Rangers because they get to move on from a distraction and they get $8 million of cap space. That's obvious.
That's,
And they
yeah.
get Urho Vaakanainen and
Pretty
third
sure they have like
pairing, whatever.
$21 million in cap space projected for the trade deadline right now.
Fuck. I was telling this to Zach the other day. If I hear accrue cap space one more time, I'm going to kill myself. Because I don't know what it means, for one. And it wasn't a thing beyond last year. And now I hear it 17 trillion times a day. Okay, so Rangers cap space, maybe you can see what you got in Urho Vaakanainen and former first round pick. Probably nothing, but valuable depth. Okay, and you get to move on from a distraction. Anaheim. Anaheim is very close to becoming Buffalo. They are very close to having a losing culture because they've been out of the playoffs by like December every year for the past 6 years, right? They've already ruined Zegras. Troy Terry is good, but he's not a superstar. They ruined Drysdale before sh shipping him out. Mason McTavish, third overall pick. He's not a bust, but he ain't anything special. They need some leadership. And we know Trouba can bring that. They need some toughness. They need a little bit of, I'm going to kill you if you come across my blue line, because him and Gudas can provide that. And if maybe it propels them into the playoff spot, maybe not, but this is the kind of move that sparks a dressing room a little bit. They're on notice now, the Ducks core. They're kind of like Detroit a few years ago, where, okay, and in Ottawa, where, okay, let's not be shit anymore. Time to turn a corner. Because Buffalo can't do it because they have a losing culture. Anaheim's close to that. A part of it's because Greg Cronin ruined Zegras and the other young guys, but and Verbeek's made some shitty draft picks. But yeah, and hey, if it doesn't work, maybe by the trade deadline, someone will be stupid enough to trade him, and then you might have to retain a little bit. And next year, if you're in the same situation, you definitely trade him because he's the exact kind of defenseman someone is stupid enough to pony up for the trade deadline for the playoffs,
Fair
right?
enough.
So that's why I like it for Anaheim.
I just can't believe the Rangers got off the books without retaining a thing. And he is not good.
People
Sorry.
think he's good.
He's not.
There's a difference between that's I can't overstate that, Nathan, that people think he's good. I cannot over he is he's not Cody Ceci, where coaches love him. He's better than him. But people think he's good and people have always thought he's good.
Did you see the report that the Jets and the Canucks were interested in? I think even Montreal, maybe. And
In
he said,
Trouba?
yeah, and he's like, I'm not playing in Canada.
Oh, okay. I
He
don't care. I
straight up
mean,
said,
that's been known for years that he doesn't want to be in Canada.
yeah,
He's
he rich.
Canadian too, which is kind of odd.
Is he? I thought he was American.
He might be a dual citizen. I don't know. Who cares? I don't care about if Jacob Trouba wants to come back to Canada. We had to hear it for years when he was in Winnipeg. Yada yada yada. But I mean, hey man, you don't like it? No, negotiate a no move clause. That's
Fair
kind
enough.
of where I'm at. Like people, like, oh, they're so mean to him. Oh, how could they do this to
No,
him? Blah, blah, blah.
you have no trade and a no move for a reason. Yeah,
Yeah,
it was a
negotiate it
little harsh,
better.
but
Or my
yeah.
wife works at the hospital. And yeah, hey man, that's cool. Good for her. She's got a good job. I don't care. You're making
Well, they
$8 billion.
tried to do this in the off season too, and it just didn't work. And but like
Well,
he was trying to,
also,
he
he
was
didn't
also
help
saying.
himself with his comments. This is probably my last year here. Like. That's shit for the locker room. You're the captain.
Yeah.
You got to get with it a little bit.
Did you see him kind of saying it weighed on him, kind of them trying to force him out, and he chose to stay because he it was his family? As like the captain stuff, it's like, why don't you just give up your captaincy if you're feeling all that pressure? Like why not do that before the year? If
I
they
was
know.
surprised he was even captain. Like I thought it would be Kreider a few years ago.
Yeah, like either I'm surprised the Rangers didn't lift the captaincy and give it to someone else, or him
Well,
just being
that's a
like, this
distraction.
is this.
That makes it worse. Remember, Eichel was stripped of his captaincy? I know he wasn't playing because he had his surgery, but that became a circus.
They did it with Thornton.
And how did that work?
He left like a year later.
Yeah, and how it's what did John Tortorella say about Joe Thornton like in like 2011 or whatever?
I'm not sure.
Joe Thornton hasn't won fuck all in this league, so I'm not listening to him. Paraphrasing, but I remember like because Thornton's kind of a fun guy, not in the Kawhi sense, but he kind of fucks around a little bit. So I think he was criticizing Tortorella, kind of and laughing around. And of course, Tortorella doesn't laugh around. So he's like, Joe Thornton's won fuck all in this league. He can go fuck himself. It's kind
I
of
think I
funny.
remember this quote now
Yeah,
that you talk about it.
even though Thornton's like won individual accolades and a gold medal, but
Yeah.
in terms of Stanley Cups, he didn't win one.
All right. And then Rangers turn around 8 years and $11.5 million per year to Igor Shesterkin. This is an overpay.
We'll see. I mean, it's important that they got him under Panarin.
Yes.
So, if he can play at the level he thinks he can play at, it's fine. If he continues the current stretch, they're in trouble. I don't have much to say on this. It's good for that's another distraction gone because I was also impacting them.
I agree you had to sign him, but just considering what all the other top goalies are signing for, and I know you'll say, oh, the no state tax market, blah 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 blah. Yeah, that's fair, but he's making $11.5 million, and I think there's only one other goalie making 10 right now, and it's Sergei Bobrovsky, only at 10, like right at 10. If you could have got it to 10.5, 11 would have been fine. I don't know. Plus, he's like a 30-year-old goaltender already, signed for 8 more years, I believe. We'll see how that ages. I don't necessarily like it though. Like still, I'd give it like a B signing.
It's about
Needed to
right.
get it done, but bit of an overpay. Avs, holy sh! They went. How do you flip your goalies tandem in a week? That's hard to do.
Well, I'll tell you how you do it. They both be terrible in sinking your season.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
So, a Noonan and a draft pick to Nashville. I believe it was a sixth for Scott Wedgwood. Wedgwood has come in and looked like a god the 2 games he's played for them.
That's kind of his deal, though. He
Yeah, I
does
know.
that, and then he's like, I'm a backup. So
Yeah,
don't blame me that much.
they realized he wasn't going to be that thing. But then the big one yesterday was Georgiev, Kovalenko, and a second for Mackenzie Blackwood, a fifth, I believe,
And Giovanni Smith.
Giovanni Smith. I think there was also another pick, like a sixth from Colorado going to San Jose. It's good, but like.
It's an overpay. And if Blackwood returns to New Jersey Blackwood, they're in huge trouble.
Yeah. I'm not sold on Mackenzie Blackwood. Like, I think they upgraded their goaltending from ass to like mid.
Yeah. I
But
mean, they don't need stellar goaltending,
they don't.
Colorado. Because remember, who's the goalie in their cup?
Well, Darcy Kemper, but Darcy Kemper was like a top 10 goalie at that time.
For one season.
Yeah.
So they just need someone to be good. Right?
Fair
And I
enough.
think Blackwood can probably do that.
Fair enough. Good deal for the Sharks, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Mike Greer's one of done well in his recent trades. Not his early trades, but his recent trades have been good.
What was the early trades you don't like?
I didn't like the Carlson trade when it was done, although that hasn't worked
Right,
for
yeah.
Pittsburgh. Hurdle, I didn't like Hurdle.
Would they get a first and a third?
No, it was the first and like the last pick of the first round. Who? What was his name? They just traded him. They traded him the Askarov deal. It was Vegas's first round pick. He was like 30th overall. The
Yeah, I think
Swedish
I.
guy. I can't remember
Yeah.
his name. Somebody.
They got two first for that? I thought it was only one.
It was like Ekberg or something like that.
Huh. But it was two first in that deal. I thought it was just one.
Edstrom, David Edstrom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they sent Edstrom the other way, in the deal. So,
And they
you
got
know.
two first back? What? I thought they got one.
No, because they got Askarov. Or hold on, no, fuck, I don't know. Who
I'm pulling
cares?
up. I'm pulling up this deal.
Because
Hold on.
they sent at they got Edstrom back for Hurdle, and they traded Edstrom for Askarov. I think.
It was Hurdle to Vegas for Edstrom and a first. Okay, and then third round
Ugh.
picks in 2025 and
And they
2020.
retained. God, they
Yeah,
retained on that one.
third
Ugh.
round picks in 2025 and 2027 were sent
Mid.
to Vegas.
Mid. Oh, that's horrible. Good Lord.
Well, you couldn't give up 7 years of a deal left for
They
nothing.
retained.
Did
Good
they?
Lord. Yes, they retained on Hurdle. That's one of their retention slots.
They probably barely did anything, like 2%,
It's
3%
not a
even.
good trade. But anyway, continue.
Okay, now we can talk about Four Nations. That's all the NHL stuff I think we gotta talk about for the week. There's a lot, but Four Nations. Joseph hates the roster selection process, basically. I'm
I
okay
hate
with
the
it.
process. I hate the process. The okay. I apologize to Brandon Hagel. I didn't realize how good you are. Okay. I didn't realize he had 76 points last year and he's well above point per game. Excuse me, I'm just eating a pepperoni. One second. Yeah, peak professionalism, 2 years of journalism school. Okay, I'm ready. I didn't realize Hagel was that good. And I know he plays with points, and I know he plays with Sorelli a bit. Cool. You're better than I thought. Sam Bennett's going to take about four penalties and he's going to screw this team. His career high in points, Nathan, what is it? Guess what it is. He's going to break it this year, but before the
I'm gonna
season,
say it's 55.
lower.
Really? 50?
Lower.
45?
Higher.
48?
Higher.
49?
Yes.
Wow.
Nathan, I said lower on 50 and higher on 48. It's got to be 49.
Yeah,
Math. Okay.
I
He's not very good. I hate this. Oh, we need some grit in the bottom six. Blah, blah, blah. Got Marchand. You got Stone does a little bit of that. Stone's a sneaky, dirty player. You got Konechny, who I don't mind being on the team. I know he's been good.
I like Konechny. He's very underrated.
Yes, I love. No,
I
I
wish I
love
put him on my
Konechny.
team.
I
I
love
wish I put him on
Konechny.
my team.
I love Konechny. I would have brought Scheifele. They're so timid, Hockey Canada, in their selections. Like, you know why they took Montembeau over Thompson?
Because Thompson didn't like backing up Hill in Vegas,
Fuck
and
off. If that's the reason Thompson didn't go, if he's like, I don't want to back up Hill, shut the fuck up. It's international competition. Good Lord. You think. Whatever. I read it was because Thompson didn't go to the World Championships and Montembeau did.
I
So.
also read it was, I didn't hear that. I read that for Suzuki though.
Fuck off. That is the stupidest reasoning I've ever seen. No one cares about. Okay. About 18 people on the planet care about the World Championships, and 15 of them are in Hockey Canada. It's not best on best. It's not a real competition. And they lose every year, so who cares? Like, they hardly ever win. They haven't won, I think, since 2021 with the Nick Paul winner.
Everyone
Like,
would, all those guys would probably just rather get going with their vacations for the summer.
yes. And Nick Suzuki is better than Cirelli. I'm sorry. He's better than him. I know Cirelli's good defensively. So is Suzuki. I mean, there's so many better. I like Seth Jarvis. I really do. He's a really good player. There's about 10 people I would have taken over him. And that includes Bedard. I just there's just some of these picks. Colton Parayko is not very good.
That's the one I'm a little bit
And he's
out
gonna
on.
play. He's gonna be
Yeah.
the
Sixth
I look,
defenseman.
I believe me, I know what Evan Bouchard's good at. I know what he's bad at. I know he's bad at defense. Believe me, I know. Even though he's been killed by Skinner this year. He's better than Parayko. I mean,
Oh. No,
Parayko's
no, 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 no. I'm not saying that. Like, yeah, he definitely is. But Bouchard is
They're
not
scared.
gonna play that role well. You need
Yes,
somebody who can
I
play that role
understand. I
well.
understand the role. I understand the role. They're scared. They went into this process timid. They're following the American 2016 World Cup playbook. They built their roster for their opponents and not the best team they could have. And that's bad business, man. If I'm Apple, I ain't building to be BlackBerry. I'm building, well, BlackBerry's dead anyway, but I'm building to be the best I can possibly be. Right? Do you think Coca-Cola cares about Pepsi? Not particularly. They just want to be the best they can be. Pepsi's always shitting on Coke because they're the number two. They're little brothers, right? Sanheim is good, but would I have brought him over even Chris Tanev or Morgan Riley? I don't know. Uyghur, he's really good. I think he's better than Parayko at
I
this
would have
point in his
brought
career.
Uyghur instead of Preko. That would
Yep.
have been my pick.
Petrangelo's really good. He's not what he used to be. Him and Theodore are actually getting caved in at even strengths on Vegas, but they don't care because they're like, oh, they play together. Cale Makar's probably having the worst season of his career because if when he's not on the ice with MacKinnon, he gets killed. Now,
You're saying he's having the
they're
worst year of his career and he's the
yes, I
Norris
know
favorite at the
it's
moment.
kind of funny. Well, I mean that's bullshit. I mean you should be Hughes, but
I'm not fully there yet, actually. As
okay,
a Canucks fan, as a Hughes fan.
I don't care. Fucking Quinn Hughes, bubble man. What was I saying? Makar, he's going to be with a lot of MacKinnons on the ice. He'll play with MacKinnon. He'll play with good players, so he'll be fine. Now, the elephant in the room is the goaltending. You know what? I kind of changed my tune a little bit. Jordan Binnington can't start on this team. It's got to be Haden Hill. He has looked really bad lately. Good Lord. I was watching that Edmonton game and allowing Troy Stecher to score on you in the year 2024, almost 25. Huh, that's malpractice.
I'll get
Troy Stecher
the
might have the worst shot I've seen on any Canuck defenseman. And I watch Matt Barkowski play. So, it's just Don Sweeney overthinking it. Doug Armstrong doing his guys. with Parayko. John Cooper, I love John Cooper. Not loving Cirelli. I've turned around on Hagel. But man, this team is not better than the Americans.
No, I don't think
They
they're
have better
better
star
skill.
power.
I don't think they're better skill wise. I think they're probably more trying to beat them. I think you hit it on the head. They're trying to beat them physically and stuff. And I
Fucking
mean,
hell.
that's not even a
I
bad
was
idea.
looking at. Yes, it is. Yes, it
Look at the
is.
American team though. They are small and like fast. They're not physical. They won't be able to take getting bumped around.
Repeat after me, Nathan. Small and good is better than big and bad.
Is
I just.
it?
Yes. Oh
Is
my
it?
God. Yes.
Is it
Yes.
though?
Would you rather have Quinn Hughes or Dion
Hey,
Phaneuf?
okay, you. Okay, Quinn Hughes, no shit. But listen to me.
Fucking hell.
Listen to this though. Go back the past. I don't even like you can. There's maybe one outlier. I would say.
Are you going to bring up the Vegas defense? Because I'm going to
I
punch you in the
no.
face.
I'm just gonna say teams in general. Florida was physical and more
Florida won
wear
because
you
of
down.
Bobrovsky.
They no. They'll. I mean,
Florida
they're.
won because of Bobrovsky
Dale,
and
just
Skinner being
whatever.
ass for a
Listen,
few
listen,
games.
listen. They are a team that's going to beat you by wearing you down, not
Fuck
with your
off. It's
skill.
four
They're go
games.
Vegas, same thing.
It's four games.
Colorado, sure. They beat you with your skill because you have McKinnon, you have
And
Makar,
they were the
whatever.
best finals team probably the last decade.
Tampa was probably a very good mix of both, in my opinion.
Bubble, bubble, bubble. Guppy, guppy, guppies. Like, come on. Those were two bubble seasons. And
Okay.
they beat Montreal, who shouldn't have even been there.
2019, St. Louis. You think they're a team built off skill? No.
That was pure fucking luck, that team. That was Binnington playing insane. They got enough goal support, and their defense was good enough. And Boston played the worst game seven I've seen since the Vancouver Canucks.
Ouch.
I ain't lying.
You get my point? Like,
No, I don't get your point. It's four
yes.
games. Could even
The
be three if they
this
play like
this
shit.
this is a copycat league, Joseph. How many times have you heard this saying?
Okay, I'll raise you that point. How did Pittsburgh win back-to-back cups?
Okay.
Speed and skill, asshat.
No,
And that's what
both
everyone
they
did for the next couple of years. And then people were like, Tom Wilson. You know how close Tom Wilson was to making this team?
I don't actually know how
Very
close he was.
close. Very close. Tom Wilson isn't good at anything except for killing people. And a ki and once every 3 years, he goes on a 25% shooting bender, and the analysts are like, that's what they're like with Tom Wilson. You didn't even see my funny joke. You weren't even looking.
I want to say with
Did you
Sam
miss
Bennett
that? That was really funny.
a little bit. I want to say I was thinking about my next point. With Sam Bennett, I know you
You
hate
know, he's
it.
one of the worst players in the league at taking penalties.
Yeah, sure. Do you realize how good of a year he's having this year?
Yes, I know he's going to break his career. I said that. I said that. I said
No,
that.
but he's almost point per game.
Zippity fucking doo-dah. You know who else is almost point per game? Macklin Celebrini.
Okay, he would get bullied in this tournament as an
Course he
18.
would. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I mean, do I need to remind you what happened to the Americans in 2016? How many games did they win in that tournament?
I don't actually know. I can't remember.
Zero. They went 0-3. They lost to Team Europe, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Team Europe made the finals that year.
Yeah, because fucking Sweden shit the bed against North America.
I
Stupid ass tournaments, God.
forget the format of that.
It was, you know what the final was? It was a best of three. What the fuck? Like, what were they thinking?
Yeah, I
Like, remember
remember.
that was a best of three?
Yeah, I remember
Like,
that.
what the fuck were they thinking? The best part of
What
hockey is it's one and done. Or into
was
international.
that
That's the whole point of international hockey.
what was that tournament format?
It was round robin with three groups, I want to say. And
Three. How many
then it
teams?
was
Well, what, Russia, Canada, Sweden, USA, Finland, North
Czechia.
America, Czechia was there. Was Slovakia there? They were on, right. So
There was four groups or four teams per group, I want to say. 4, 8, 12.
out of so 12 teams? No.
No.
Eight. Probably two groups. Two
Okay,
teams.
groups of four, probably.
Because Czechia, we'll say Czechia, Sweden, USA, Canada, Finland, North America, Europe, Russia. That's eight. It's gotta be right.
Sure. That was just a stupid tournament. I had so much fun watching it and looking
Wait,
back.
wasn't it a Slovak team and not a Czechia team? Am I tripping?
No, it was Czechs. Because I was watching the highlights of that the other day. It was Czechs.
I could have sworn like Chara was playing
Nope.
for
Chara was
Slovakia.
Europe. Chara was playing for Europe, I remember.
Gotcha. Huh.
So was
Okay.
Kopitar. Fuck. What a stupid tournament. But the Americans, they brought in Tortorella and they brought in Abdelkader and Dubinsky and all these bums. and they got their asses kicked. Because they were like, oh, we're going to bully Canada. Like, I hope Canada wins. I hope so.
I hope they do too, so I can just dunk in your face.
You wouldn't even be dunking at me because they might just win because McDavid scores 20 points in 4 games.
And I will love McDavid for that. The
Oh,
one
I
time
love
I
McDavid anyway.
the one time I will love McDavid.
You didn't love McDavid in the World Juniors?
Okay, that the second time I will love McDavid.
About the Olympics in 2 years? Year and a
That
half.
will be the third time.
What about 2030?
That'll be the fourth.
What
And
about
then
what if it's Oilers Leafs in the finals?
Oh God, I don't think I think I might
Oilers
gouge.
Bruins. Oilers
I
Bruins.
think I might gouge my eyes out for both.
Really? You
Yeah.
would cheer for the Bruins over the Oilers.
I no,
Oilers
I just,
Flames.
I wouldn't
Actually,
cheer
well,
for
it can't be
either.
Oilers
I
Flames.
wouldn't cheer for either.
Anyway, the point is with this Canada roster, they are building themselves out to screw it up. They intentionally didn't take the best team. That is objective. It is. I was looking at Jay Fresh's analytics because I'm a nerd. He stinks offensively.
Who's that?
Parayko.
Oh,
He
yeah.
provides nothing.
Parayko's there for defense.
Don't know, man.
You don't need offense when you have Makar, Taves,
What if there's an
Theodore,
injury?
Morrissey on your back end.
Remember what happened to Soshi? John Tavares was injured and they had people to step up.
Okay. If there's an injury, you bring somebody, you sign one of your skill guys that you
An
left off.
injury during the tournament.
I think you can add somebody.
I don't know, can you? I mean, and they're going to be airlifted in and be good? Come on. They're going to be coming in from a beach, if that's the case.
Maybe. I'm sure.
Whatever. I mean, I hope they do well. They have the worst goaltending in the tournament. Their bottom six is unspectacular. Is Mark Stone even going to play? I don't know. You'll probably have Mark Stone-itis by that point. So, I can't get behind a few of these selections. Can't do it.
Let's go to the US quickly, just a couple of their snubs. Tage Thompson left off after
Scared of
the,
his defense.
yeah,
They
a little
the
bit.
same thing. They're scaredy cats as well. It's just they've made a few less dumb mistakes in Canada.
Caulfield left off. I think it's
Scared of his
by.
size.
Yeah. Besser was left
Ooh,
off.
size. Hasn't played very much, and he hasn't even been great this year.
Goal scoring wise, maybe, but Besser's rounded out his game. Like, he's not just a sniper anymore. I think that's objectively true. Demko left off as the goalie. Makes sense. Knee injury. Whatever. Get it. In terms of defense, John Carlson was the big one that got left off. Thought he had a claim for it over
I don't know.
Hanifin.
Maybe.
I don't know. Who else? Who else? Who else on the States? Am I forgetting anyone? Kreider making it and Brock Nelson making it were the two surprises a little bit. I don't necessarily agree with both, but I understand them.
I don't know.
I would have taken maybe Kreider. I don't know if I'm there on Brock Nelson.
I wouldn't have taken either. Unless you told Nelson to kill Binnington, which he might. I mean, if Price was there, you bring Kreider all the time.
Team Sweden's big snub, probably
Nobody really.
William Eklund. Arvidsson making it was a surprise considering how injured he's been and how good he's not even he hasn't
Yeah,
even been good,
he's
so
done fuck all with
yeah.
Edmonton, so.
Trying to think who else. Hampus Lindholm snubbed off.
Well, injured.
Injured.
So.
Called it though. Brodin making it.
Yep, you're right.
Goalies are the same. And then Finland, only big surprise I think is Jokiharju getting left off.
Or
They only
Håkan
had
Håk.
like an eight they only had like one other defenseman to choose from other than him
I
to
mean,
left off.
Finland, if Finland is going to win, they have to be good defensively. They have to.
Which is and
Because
it's
they're
gonna
not
be
outscoring anybody. So you might as well bring Håkan Håk.
Yeah, and it's gonna be like you need to be good like team defensively because their defense isn't even that good.
Yeah.
It's objectively the worst in the tournament.
Yeah, they're the worst at everything but goaltending. That's us.
Do they have the worst forwards?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's worse than Sweden.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That wrap up the Four Nation talk.
I think so.
Okay. Do you want to go full-ish kind of game by game? Like I can go quick, same thing, or do you want to just jump? Should we go Kirk Cousins talk?
I think we just go Kirk Cousins.
Okay. Kirk Cousins, it might be time to get benched, buddy. It might be time to give Penix a shot.
I
I'm
don't
a
know,
Kirk
man.
fan. I'm a Kirk fan,
So
and
am
I think it
I.
might be time.
I think you give him one more game.
I don't know how you can after his past month. I don't know if you've seen his past month, but
It's not been good, I know.
he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in his last four games, and he has thrown eight interceptions.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Not good.
He's at 17 touchdowns and 15 interceptions for the year. He's been
Not great.
sacked 25
It's
times
not that bad.
over how many games?
14, so that's on pace for like 30, 35.
13, so two a game-ish.
Not too bad.
Throwing for 261 yards game.
Not horrible.
Yeah, I don't. The Falcons like are blowing their season right now, though. They've lost four in a row. I think five, four, four. They now are out of a playoff spot as they trail the Bucs, who they have a tiebreaker over, so they're basically a half game, like one game out. It's not like they're down in the Cardinals case over the Seahawks now. They're basically three games back because the Seahawks have won both games over them, so they have the tiebreaker. I don't know. It's you kind of have a like you have a rookie, quote unquote, but Penix is not really young enough to be considered a rookie. Like he's like a 24, 25-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you just gave so much money to Kirk to pull the
Either,
plug on him in year
yeah,
one.
it's like either way, it's either you're overpaying for Kirk or you're pulling the plug on Kirk, making that much money, or with Penix, if he comes in and struggles, then it's like fuck. What do we do?
Yeah.
We
Well,
overpaid on
back to
Kirk.
Kirk. I know,
No,
same.
we've overpaid on Kirk, and now we have a quarterback we're not so sure in.
Sam Darnold time, baby.
Ugh,
That's what
yeah.
you do.
I don't even
Geno
know.
Smith.
I don't know if the Vikings are going to re-sign him.
I don't think they will. They got McCarthy coming in.
Yeah,
So.
where do you think Darnold would even sign?
Jets. He's already there,
Not
though.
again.
Going
No way.
horribly. Maybe Giants?
I can see that. I can see that. I think they're going to draft. I think they're in a position to draft their quarterback, though.
Jets. So it couldn't happen to a worse franchise.
Trying to think who's going to have quarterback openings next year.
Depends on what Carolina does with Bryce Young.
I think they'll keep Bryce Young for another year.
He's been pretty good lately.
He's been good. But yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm kind of on the fence of bench Kirk.
Yeah, I'd give him one more game. I know it's getting late for that.
They play the Raiders on the road on Monday
You
night, this
gotta be
next
able to
game.
beat the fucking Raiders. You have to. They got nobody. They're playing well, not Minshew anymore. They're playing Aiden O'Connell.
Well, now he's hurt. It's
Look, who are they playing? You?
Desmond Ritter revenge game.
Oh, Christ. If you can't beat Desmond Ritter, go to the CFL.
How's your fantasy leagues turning out?
I just won
Are you in the
last
playoffs?
week. I don't know. I don't know how playoffs work in this one. I think I'm fourth out of eight.
So you'd be in the playoffs, I think. I clinched first round bye in my one main league, and then I was knocked out of playoffs in my other one. Or like didn't
I'm
make it.
fifth out of eight.
Ooh. Do your playoffs start this week? Because you might
I
be out
don't know
then.
how it works. Week 15, next week.
Next week your playoffs start?
Yeah,
Is it
it's
like a 2 week playoff only?
championship semifinal.
Oh, it's
Oh
only
yeah,
the
it's
two.
2 week. It's 2 weeks. Okay,
Okay, so
so
that's fine.
everyone's gonna make the playoffs, it looks like.
Wait.
Think
Ah, oh, your
everyone's made
league
it.
sucks
Two,
then.
four,
Your league's
six,
gonna
nine.
end in the
Yep,
last week of the season?
that's cool. I like that.
No, that's so bad. Everyone gets sat.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? CeeDee Lamb better. Also, this fucking. What's his name? The Vikings cut their kicker the other day, so I went without a kicker and I still won. But oh
Set
well.
your lineups.
Well, I didn't even fucking realize he was cut. Why was he cut? He played well. What should I pick up here?
They
I'll
get
pick up
someone
this.
else.
I'll get Young Hui Kway. Claim.
Young Wei Ku, you mean?
I'm pretty sure it's Quay.
It's cool.
Eh, whatever. Goodbye, Romo. But alas, am I even going to win this week? Herbert's questionable.
Yeah, he's got a leg contusion, I think. I think
A
he's gonna
leg
play.
contusion. You
I'll
probably play Smith and Jigba over Lamb.
Who else you got on the receivers?
Higgins, Evans,
I'd sit Higgins
Ridley,
over. Ooh.
Worthy, Shakir. I like Shakir.
I'd sit Higgins first over CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb was good this week.
Yeah, for the first time in like a year. But we'll see.
Okay,
I have to play St. Brown and Hurts, so I'm gonna lose anyway, probably.
I'll just quickly go over a game recap then, I guess. Lions, Packers. Packers potential frauds. They've only beat one team over 500. They play the Seahawks this week on Sunday night. It'll be a big good test for both. Lions are still good. They find a way. Seahawks,
I'm a
Cardinals.
little concerned about Dan Campbell.
Why is that?
Please stop shooting yourself in the foot. You
With?
got lucky last week.
Okay. Seahawks, Cardinals. Cardinals are out. See ya. Now it's just the Rams, basically, we got to worry about. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm cheering for the Niners this week. They play it Thursday. Vikings, Falcons. Sam Darnold, him. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. We kind of just talked about why Kirk should be benched. Saints, Giants, don't care. Snooze fest. Giants find new ways to lose again. Jags, Titans, nobody cares. Jags shot themselves in the foot for the first overall pick, maybe. Bucks, Raiders. Raiders are gonna draft Shedeur Sanders, I think. I think. Probably. And yeah, Bucks back to first in the division. Steelers, Browns, Russ back. Russ is him. Still my bandwagon team if the Seahawks choke or get eliminated. Eagles, Panthers, Bryce Young. And we just talked about it. Bryce Young has looked good in this game for the most part. That, like last drive, he was good. He just got screwed by Leggett dropping the ball. And Eagles, they're still my Super Bowl pick. They got to figure
Yeah.
out their passing offense, though.
They're good, man.
Browns pissed off. Smith was pissed off. Hurts didn't like what's going on in the passing game either. They all kind of said so. Something to figure out there and keep an eye on. Hold on, my screen just closed on me. Dolphins, Jets. Rodgers loses again.
Ha.
When is he going to get shut down? Like, it's got to happen soon.
Fuck's sake, who's their backup?
Is it
Nobody
Tyrod
good.
Taylor?
That's
It
the
might
most
be.
generic backup I've ever heard.
It might be.
Well, I mean, season's over.
It is Tyrod Taylor.
Coach is gone. They're not going to bring back their interim guy, whatever his
No,
name is.
definitely not.
If they bring back Rodgers, they're
They're
idiots.
not. He's not.
What a
He'll
schmuck.
try and play somewhere else, and everyone's
Play. It'll
probably
be
going
in
to be
the
like,
Trump
see ya, we don't
administration
want you.
anyway.
We'll take Sam Darnold over you instead. Rams, Bills, game of the year, potential or question mark? Sick game.
It's a good one, although bad play calling kind of killed the Bills a little bit.
I kind of liked the QB sneak idea. Like, you're on the one, I get it. They should have designed it better, though.
Yeah, it was poorly
It was
executed.
a poor scheme, in my opinion. Just do like the Eagles tush push and that's in, right? But they kind of had to like disguise it. Oh, look, we're gonna hand it off. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It looked weird. Sorry, my phone closed again. Rams huge win though. Keep pace in the division. I am scared of them a little bit.
I would be.
That Week 18 game is shaping up to be very, very big. Probably for the division. Maybe puts one team in the playoffs, kicks out the other. We'll see. Niners, Bears, Niners potentially back sneaking in. I can't see it. I still
No,
think they're like
me
out.
neither.
Maybe a wild card if the Commanders choke, but I don't know. They
Don't
gotta
think so.
like win this week against the Rams to keep it up.
Are the Commanders going to bring their old name back? Edmonton might.
The
But it's a little
Eskimos? Like
different.
the
That's
Elks, you mean?
Alberta. No. Well, yes, the Elks. Go back to the Eskimos.
Oh.
But it's at or it's Alberta. It's a little different than Washington.
Chiefs and Chargers, black magic reigns supreme once again. Yeah,
Ridiculous.
I don't really get it.
Ridiculous. I mean, what are they doing? What child did they sacrifice?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, future child.
Did I mean, hey Nathan, that biological clock is tick tick ticking. She's what is she 35 turning in a because I know she's December like me because 1989, right? Tick tick tick. I mean, possible. Tick tick tick.
Bengals, Cowboys. What a weird ending. Do you see the ending of this game?
The blocked kick.
Yeah, the block kick, and then they tried to return it and they botched it, and then the
Right,
Bengals
because
got it
you
back.
can't touch it. You can't touch the ball.
Once it's past the line of scrimmage, if you
Yes.
muff it,
You,
then the
yes.
other team can claim it and get the ball back.
That's right. I wonder why they don't just like the kicker doesn't like run 30 feet over and then just kick the ball as hard as he can at like one of the gunners or one of the opposing gunner. I
Well,
mean, that
because,
would, it's hard to execute, I know.
yeah.
But yeah, Bengals, we're coming back. Hey.
Because even then, if you kick it, it might just like fly out of play.
Yeah. Or
So.
just like do like a squib kick variation.
Or you might kick it, it hits them, but then goes in like back towards your goal line or something. Like there's just so many
Yeah.
wrong possibilities with it.
Yeah. But hey, Bengals, we're coming back.
No.
Woo!
Well, you're 5-8 now? Wow.
Yeah, it's cooked.
And what's, I think 8-5 is, yeah, 8-5 is the Broncos right now. And the Chargers.
Yeah.
You do play the Broncos, though.
Bo Nix.
You actually, the Broncos schedule isn't that nice. They go the Colts, who still have a chance, especially if they beat them. Then they play the Chargers. Then they play the Bengals. And then they play the
Eagles.
Chiefs.
God, fucking Chiefs. I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah. So I believe if the Colts lose this week, they're going to be eliminated from contention for that wild card spot. No, wait. Would they?
I don't know.
It depends on what happens. Well, maybe not from the playoffs, because who knows what happens. No, they lost both of the Texans, so they'd be eliminated from that too, if the Texans win. And then if the Chargers. So there's a chance they could be eliminated this week, I'm pretty sure. If the Ravens, Chargers, Broncos, Texans all win, they're out.
Pain. God, those Chiefs, it just bothers me. At
Yeah.
least they're not a big market. God,
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. He's not even playing well. That's what bothers me. Joe Burrow's having this great season and he's dragging them to the occasional victories. And Patrick Mahomes is playing like Alex Smith and they're winning every game.
Yeah, what's Burrow's
He's got like
33 to
35 and
33 to
4.
six?
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. And Patrick
He's
Mahomes is. Numbers are good, but
throwing for
he's,
285 a game.
and they
Chase
still have
is
no
having a sick year.
receivers. They have no receivers. They hardly have any running game. They're doing this bullshit every week. I hope they lose in the first round. That'd be really funny.
Well, they're gonna get the bye, it looks like, so I don't know if that's possible.
Anyway, were you at the Eras Tour, Nathan?
I was not, were you?
No. Did you know where any of your pals go? Your sister go? I
My
know she
sister
wanted
was
to
there,
go.
yeah.
She enjoy it?
I think so. I haven't really talked to her about it, but she said she was saying that she saw Quinn Hughes driving into Rogers Arena,
Okay.
because she went the Friday night, and she's like, "We saw him driving in for his game." I'm like, "Where's my autograph?"
Yeah. Where's my $1 million?
Yeah.
She tried to extort him.
I don't get the
I don't
hype.
really care either.
I get going to one show. I've heard people who have gone to like five shows.
There was someone from New Orleans there on
Yeah.
like what the
Yeah, like that is
fuck?
an insane level of fandom. Like, I
They're a
don't get it.
cult.
Yes.
There's a certain person in BCIT who is nuts. I follow the Instagram with Taylor Swift. Like it's a little nuts. I'll text it to you. Like it's like beyond cult level. It's a little much. I mean, good Lord.
We'll leave it off camera, but I think I know who it is.
I mean, some these people gotta calm down a little bit. It ain't Elvis. It ain't the Beatles. It ain't like let's just chill out a little bit. She's great, and I realize I'm not the target audience, so you know it's not for me. But like, good Lord, I mean, let's all chill out here a little bit.
We had one of the
The
guys in
last
my
album
fantasy.
wasn't even good. Like, you ever listen to So High School? It's the corniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
We had one of my fantasy group league mates say that his girlfriend's friend, they went to two Vancouver shows, I think a Seattle show, I think a Paris and a Toronto show.
Jesus Christ, where do you get this kind of money?
I don't know.
Like, because those tickets are thousands of dollars. Like,
Apparently, Vancouver was really expensive
well,
compared to the
Zach
other.
was telling me one of our old classmates went and got $16 seats where you couldn't see anything. It was weird.
16?
Yeah, well, they're behind the auditorium or whatever it is. They're behind the stage, so you can't see anything. have
But
to
you
look at
could
this.
still hear it.
For fuck's sake, just go on Spotify. If that's what, or go to
Yeah, no,
YouTube,
the
live
joke got
stream it.
the joke got brought up. It's like, why go to five shows and pay all that money when you can be very cost efficient and just watch the movie instead?
Well, God, I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift guy, but I gotta respect her business acumen. She milks every possible dollar she can out of her fan base. It's very funny. But
Yeah.
one funny thing about Taylor Swift is the Swifties, they will support her in any way, but they won't support her film career, and that's kind of funny. Like her
Yeah.
like act her acting career, not like her concert films.
What was like the movie she
It
was
was
like in?
Amsterdam. It was so bad.
Was
She
that
isn't
was she the one that gets run over in the beginning of
Yes.
the
It's she's in it for like 10 minutes. She's like in the trailer the whole time, and then she just gets killed, and it's really funny because you can tell like the director just has no time for her. It's really funny. And that movie bombed because the Swifties don't care. They just want to hear her sing.
Yeah.
And she was in Cats, which is horrible. And she was in The Lorax, which I saw as a child.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so with Zac Efron of all people. So
Do they used to date?
nah, it's Vanessa Hudgens.
No, I thought for whatever reason they dated too, but
I mean, Taylor Swift's been with so many celebrities.
what's that?
Taylor Swift has been with many celebrities.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I kind of thought. It might have been him.
She was with Harry Styles back in the day. That was a big thing. Good Lord.
Anything else NBA or NFL wise? Nothing? Okay, NBA. I want to talk about what the Rockets should do because
I know what they should do.
they're good. They
Just build
have
around Dylan Brooks.
they're good. Do they stay this good and just keep going the course, or do they eventually make a big trade and like trade one of the young pieces?
I
Like a
think
G
they have to make a trade.
Okay. Because
Because I'll tell you this right now, Rocket fans, Fred VanVleet ain't number one. He ain't even a number two. It
no
ain't gonna
shit.
work.
I don't think he is. Is he like the number one?
Who is it? Green?
It's like Green and Şengün, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
He's not a champion. Let me rephrase. He's not a championship point guard.
it goes Green's averaging 19.5, Şengün 18.5, VanVleet 16, Brooks 12, like 13 pretty much. Amen 12, Jabari Smith 11.5,
Okay, so it's Green.
Trey Eason 11.
Well, I mean, God, they need one more guy. They can make the playoffs. They can maybe win a round, but that's it.
Yeah, they kind of need an alpha.
That ain't
I
Fred.
think they thought Green was going to be that, but he's just too inefficient and streaky at times.
Just for fun, last night I was looking at like the play-in loss the Raptors had, where DeMar DeRozan's daughter was screaming the whole time. God, they were terrible that game. They had no business even being there. Everyone was so bad. Fred was like 8 of 22 in that game. Why are you shooting 20 times? Nurse. Nick Nurse, man.
So, and yeah, it kind of leads into my what the news was in the NBA today was Jimmy Butler is apparently being the key to listening to trade offers on him.
Yeah, he didn't speak to the media today.
Yep.
He refused.
Yep, I saw that. He prefers to be traded to Houston, which is his hometown,
Right.
Dallas, or Golden State.
Boy, some real selective. I mean, we can all see that it's over in Miami.
Yeah,
Their
but
championship window was closed. Their chance was the bubble and the year after. I guess they made it in the Nuggets year, but they weren't real contenders that year. I don't think. That was like one of the most lopsided finals I've seen in a while. Yeah, I mean, still a good player. Kind of a weird player because he can't shoot.
he can't shoot in the regular season, but then he
Yeah.
starts shooting in the playoffs and starts hitting. It
And
makes no sense.
he's kind of weird too. Like he needs to be the alpha. He needs to
I
be.
don't think he needs to be. I think he could
How did
go
it
to.
work in Minnesota? How did it work in Philly?
I think, well, Philly, they could have easily made it to the finals if they didn't run into the Raptors. If Kawhi's shot doesn't go in,
Oh, they lose. They get their fucking asses kicked in overtime.
who?
The Raptors. The Raptors get their asses kicked in overtime. They had nothing in the tank.
Maybe.
No one played well that game.
No, nobody on the other
Kawhi
side.
didn't play well.
Nobody on the other side played well
Well,
either.
because Embiid was choking. Simmons was at the end of his goodness. Because it was that coming off season he refused to play. Or
No,
that training camp.
it was like the next year. It was.
Anyway, but he's got to be, and in Minnesota, He hated Wiggins. He hated Cat. He hated the coach. He hated everybody there, and he was hell bent on ruining it. If he doesn't have his way, he will blow it up. Right? So is that going to work with Dillon Brooks in the room?
I think Dillon Brooks might have to go the other way for salary.
I wouldn't do that.
I
He's kind of
would.
important to them. They like him there.
Jimmy's an upgrade over Dillon Brooks.
Well, no shit.
They're basically
But
like, they're kind of like similar stylish players almost too.
yeah, he's kind of like it. He's kind of Dillon Brooks is the Michael Jordan of Matthew Dellavedovas.
Oh God, not this again.
I love Dillon Brooks, but he's got to tone it down. We all know that.
If I'm looking at like trade packages, like you got to think it's got to be like a, would it be like Jalen Green and Dillon Brooks for Jimmy and like a pick?
Jalen Green?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going
Not
to
a
stay with
chance
him.
I'd trade Jalen Green for Jimmy Butler.
I would.
I wouldn't even do that for 5 years ago, Jimmy Butler.
I would.
I wouldn't.
Jalen Green is not all that. Not a very good defender. Doesn't shoot the ball with that well.
Well, if you get
Doesn't
rid of
play make.
him, if you get rid of him, what do the Rockets have? Shengun. That's it.
Okay. Jabari Smith still there. Fred's still there. Jimmy, you have now.
Don't give me Fred in
A man off the
2024.
bench. Cam Whitmore's off the, like you can give him more
They're the
minutes.
Heat. They're too comparable to the Heat, because you got your Bam in Şengün,
Not a,
and you have
well,
your
actually, their defense has been good this year, I'm pretty sure.
and you have your hero in Fred, essentially, right? So I wouldn't do
Okay, what about Dallas? I don't know what a trade offer would look like for
Would
them.
he work with Kyrie? Would he work with Doncic? He's got to be the alpha. He won't be the alpha.
They would find a way somehow.
Would he work with Dwight Powell?
I don't even know what, like, does Klay have to go the other way in a trade?
Yeah, probably.
Or does, like, it have to be like PJ Washington or.
Maybe. I think Golden State's most realistic.
I agree.
That's the only place where I could see him going where he doesn't have to be the alpha.
And he
Because
works.
if you don't
Oh, he
defer to
could be the
Steph.
alpha. That's the thing. Curry can play off ball.
Well, I mean alpha personality.
Okay.
He like if you don't defer to Curry's leadership, you're a fucking idiot. Like if you can't like become if you think you're bigger than Curry in Golden State, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's like going to Cleveland, LeBron, and being like, "I'm Dwayne Wade. I'm now the king." Which would be kind of funny.
Oh, like Podziemski, maybe like
Maybe set
Moses Moody,
Draymond,
two firsts.
Kuminga.
I guess you need more salary than that, though.
Kuminga, I think, would have to go the other way.
Maybe is he signed?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm trying to think who's got.
Draymond?
No, Draymond will not get traded. It's Curry and
Can't believe
Dre
they
and
kept him.
Curry and Dre until they retire.
Draymond. That's who you're hitching it to. Oh, well.
I'm curious. I do think they should make a move though, but it's got to be the right move. Like KD, if he becomes available, I know they want him.
Who, the Warriors?
No, Rockets.
Okay.
They were trying to like trade their picks. They were trying to trade for picks to like get KD or something.
Huh.
I think they traded like for the Suns picks. I think they traded like the Nets picks back to. That's what it was in the offseason. I think they traded the Nets picks back to Brooklyn in exchange. They gave them the Suns picks or like one of their picks or something, being like, hey, we have your pick. Come back and get it and we'll give us KD or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I forgot what was going on with that one. That was a weird one.
I know. I
Atlanta.
wouldn't mind seeing him in Atlanta. I wouldn't mind seeing him in Golden State.
Do you say Atlanta?
I meant Houston.
I was like, what? Where did Atlanta come from there, Joseph?
Yeah, I don't know. Losing it.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other spots?
The Toronto Raptors. I'm
No.
just kidding.
Do you see the LeBron report about how he might still find a way to get to Golden State or something? Do you see that one come out?
That's just
And
LeBron
then
planting stories.
also, if he were to get traded, Bronny's likely in the deal as well.
Bullshit. Like, that is such bullshit. He's not even a G League caliber player. He's so bad. Like, did you see his most recent game in the NBA? It's a joke. He looked like me.
Get a block.
That was the worst layup attempt I've seen in my life. I mean, good Lord, he's so bad. But you know, this is just LeBron because now he's had a couple crappy weeks. This is just him changing the narrative about himself because people are going, oh, he's washed. He's finally done. And then LeBron's like, uh-oh, I can't have this be my legacy in this season. So he's just planting this story like
Okay.
he always does. Like, remember, oh, I might retire. Like, remember he got a bounce in the playoffs. He's like, oh, this might be my last year. Ooh. Like, he always does this. This is how he rolls.
I would
God,
not be
I
surprised if
can't wait for Bronny to be playing in Spain
I wouldn't be
so I don't
surprised
have
if
to care.
I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron retires at the end of this year. I think it's going to be next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's this year.
Doesn't he want to play with Bryce?
I don't think he's got the tank, like gas in the tank left for it.
Well, can he accept a lesser role? Would he accept coming off the bench? No.
So we'll
That's what
see.
he'd have to do.
Yeah.
And Bronny's so bad. Like, I feel bad for him because I don't think he's happy doing this. Because fuck, he's so bad. He's so bad.
Dude, he's living in the NBA. He's probably happy.
Well, can't he? He's not ready. He looks so bad.
Yeah.
He's so bad. He's objectively the worst player in the NBA.
What? I thought that was Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks is
Just
fucking
kidding.
amazing. Kill yourself, Nathan. Good
I'm
Lord.
kidding. I knew you were going to get riled up. I think that
You
wraps
know
up
who's
what we
worse?
need.
Wembanyama.
Okay, that's where we draw the line.
Yeah,
That's where we end this podcast episode off because that does not stand. I will be editing that piece out. No, I will not.
what's the title? I know you're all hyper about that.
Okay, I'll reveal it now. It's one and done.
I don't get it.
As in Juan Soto, like one and done with
Oh,
the
I see.
Yankees.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know. I saw a tweet. It was like one and gone or something. I'm like, hey, one and done.
Yep. There you
That's
go.
the title. Anything else
Wanted
you
dead
want?
or
Anything
alive?
else you want to touch on? We want to touch on this week?
Wanted for treason.
One.
Wanted for abandonment.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see Yankees play. The Mets play in Yankee Stadium in May, so that's going to be
That's going to be
interesting.
rough.
Yeah.
They're going to be pretty hard on him.
I hope he hits a
I
home run
would
first
be.
at bat.
I would be, especially when he went into business mode the second the World Series was over. So.
Do you think he gets plunked by anyone?
Maybe. But then Clay Holmes plunked somebody, so. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Think that wraps it up. You got this far? Appreciate you listening. We will catch you next week in the new episode. Peace out.
Farewell.